Welcome back, Jonathan. I'm Calm, professional female, and today our subject is Friedrich Nietzsche, one of the most provocative, influential, and frequently misunderstood philosophers of the modern era. Nietzsche is often introduced through a handful of dramatic phrases: God is dead, the Übermensch, the will to power, the eternal recurrence. Taken in isolation, these ideas can sound bleak, arrogant, or even dangerous. Yet Nietzsche's writing is less like a rigid philosophical system and more like a sustained challenge. He asks what happens when inherited values lose their authority, when familiar certainties no longer persuade us, and when human beings must confront the difficult task of creating meaning. That makes Nietzsche worth studying, not because we must agree with him, but because he is unusually skilled at exposing the assumptions hidden beneath ordinary judgments. Why do we call something good or evil? Where did those categories come from? Do our moral ideals help life flourish? Or can they sometimes express resentment, fear, and denial? What would it mean to affirm life, including its suffering, uncertainty, and imperfection, rather than measuring it against an imagined world beyond it? As we explore his thought, it will help to resist simple slogans. Nietzsche wrote in aphorisms, parables, poems, arguments, and deliberately unsettling provocations. He also changed his emphasis across different works. Reading him well, therefore, requires attention to tone, context, and the possibility that a striking statement is meant to test the reader rather than hand over a final doctrine. We'll approach his ideas with both curiosity and caution, separating Nietzsche's own concerns from later appropriations of his language. Along the way, concepts such as nihilism, master and slave morality, perspectivism, self-overcoming, and the Übermensch can begin to form a connected picture, not a comfortable recipe for living, but an invitation to examine how values are inherited, challenged, and remade. So let's begin with the tension at the heart of Nietzsche's philosophy. If the old foundations of meaning can no longer support us, is that collapse merely a catastrophe? Or could it also become an opening for a more honest and creative way of life?